Hi there, and welcome to your show. It's Take Two with Jerry and Debbie and you, going on our 11th year. June 15th was 10 years, so we are well into year number 11 with you, the Take Two family. We are so blessed to have you tuned in today. I am Jerry Usher, coming to you live from Pope St. John the 23rd National Seminary in Weston, Massachusetts, where we're starting finally to feel some fall weather. We had an amazing fall. It was like 60 degrees yesterday, but it's only about 35 right now. And I'm with Debbie Giorgiani, who is in a much warmer place in Arizona. Hey, Deb.
Hi, Jerry. Getting a little cooler in the morning, so that's good. So we're experiencing it too. So yeah, it feels good. The seasons, the change of seasons. Well, we have those seasons in life as well, Jerry, and it's so wonderful. It kind of leads nicely into our topic today. We're talking about lightening your load. How have you practiced detachment in your life? The art of detachment. That's what we're talking about today. Have you become a minimalist? Are you trying to get rid of things, not being super attached to material things so that you can free up your spiritual life to focus more on God? Always and every way we can talk about this. Because we do it the Take Two way. That's the good, the bad, and the ugly, everything in between, that we really have this very vibrant, robust discussion so we can learn and grow together. Hopefully we're a little bit changed, a little bit closer to God at the end of this brief hour we get to spend with one another. But Jerry's right. Going into our 11th year, it's so exciting to be with the Take Two family. We're learning and growing together, but we need your help. Matt's on the phones, Jerry. And so here is the number if you want to talk about the art of detachment, right? How did you go about it? Are you struggling with it right now? Are you a person that just, you hoard things, you know, you have to have these things around you? Let's talk about it. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986.
The other two members of the show team are in their place. Michael is our producer. Rich Jesse is on social media today. Hello to those of you who may be watching. 833-288-EWTN. 833-288-3986. Have you reached a stage in your life where downsizing became necessary? How easy was it for you? How difficult was it? Did you find that you didn't have enough space in the place you downsized to house everything? Plus, every now and then in life, it's just good to go through our stuff, you know, and just kind of get rid of some things that we've been holding on to for a long time. Clothing items, furniture items, things that we collect through our hobbies, our interests, things like that. So this is your show. You make it what it is. Take it away right now. Take Two family. How are you at detachment? 833-288-EWTN. 833-288-3986. 3986.
And on this Veterans Day, we want to do a very special shout out and appreciation to everyone who's involved with the military. If you're a family member, if you have served in the military in some capacity, we just want to say thank you from the bottom of our hearts. You really have shown your bravery, your courage in so many ways, and also your generous heart. And that's a beautiful thing to do, to be Christ on the front lines there. And so thank you for serving. We love the military. Jerry has a military family, so do I. We've done many shows on it, and we just want to make sure that you know that we are thanking God for all of you today.
Amen. Absolutely. And we thank God for you listening to the program today, and even more so calling in. The start of the show is always the best time. Just imagine, let's do a little mind game for just a second here. Imagine we're all sitting around in a kind of a small group, and somebody presents a topic for discussion and says, now, what do you all think about this? You've been in those moments when you kind of look around and people are waiting, who's going to go first? Should I go first? And then sometimes you get a few minutes pass and nobody really shares anything. Well, we never have that happen here on this show, because you, the Take Two family, always jump in with your wisdom, your insights, and most of all, your lived experiences. And it was, as we always say, there are people listening to this show who are going to hear what you have to say, maybe in the same situation that you've been in regarding detaching, downsizing, getting rid of stuff, or maybe you hold on to things. And, you know, whatever you share on this show is going to have an impact on your fellow Take Two family. family members. So be the first, be the leader here at 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986.
So my husband's name is Martin, right? And so today is St. Martin of Tours. And a few days ago in November was St. Martin de Porres. And so Marty said to me this morning, which one is my saint? I said, take both of them.
Take both of them. Yeah, right.
So it's two separate saints. I know they get mixed up all the time, but today's St. Martin of Tours. Okay. Another thing too, is I brought out the prayer book, folks, because this is also a very sad day for those of us that work in Catholic media. A dear, dear, wonderful friend and coworker in the Vineyard who works out of Sacred Heart Radio. Her youngest son and only son recently died unexpectedly at Gonzaga University. And 21 years old, beautiful young man. They're just an amazing family. So please, I put all their names in the book, but let them remain private. I just want everyone to know that there's a family right now hurting very badly, and they love Catholic radio and they work very hard in Catholic radio. So please keep this family in your prayers. They're struggling right now with the loss of their son.
Well, the Catholic radio family is a very close family, and it has been for a very long time. Mm-hmm. So when something like this happens to one person in the family, it affects all of us. So
absolutely,
we'll all definitely be praying. And we thank you in advance, Take-Two family. We know you're a praying family. You are prayer warriors. You jump into action as soon as you hear an intention like that. So thank you for that. And we need you to jump into action with today's topic as well. This is your show. Debbie and I could sit here and talk about our own experiences with detaching, downsizing, holding on to things. Those seasons we come upon in life when it's just time to go through our stuff and say,
stuff.
What do I want to keep? What do I want to get rid of?
It's all stuff.
Maybe you're empty nesters, you know, and your kids are now out of the home and you're looking at those extra bedrooms going, we don't really need all this stuff. Maybe it's time to downsize a little bit.
You know, I just want to say, though, I'm joking, you know, it is all stuff, you know, and you've heard it said, you can't take it with you. Well, I have to tell you that after people pass, it all becomes junk. I'll be honest with you. Right. It really does. So we really need to think about this art of detachment, lightening your load. How have you practiced detachment in your life? Will you please call us 833-288-EWTN? That's 833-288-3986. And Jerry and I will be right back.
Jerry Usher with Debbie Giorgiani. We love spending this hour Monday through Friday with you at replays at midnight Eastern. If you can't catch the live show, or if there was something you heard, you say, I want to catch that again. And if you know people who can't listen live, please point them in the direction of the Encore here on EWTN Radio. We're talking today about detaching. How good are you at detaching? Meaning, when you look at all of your possessions, your belongings, we need certain things, you know, to live our lives. And sometimes, though, we have multiple items of a certain type, or there are just things that just comes a time when it's time to detach and downsize. How easy do you find that to do? Let's talk about it. We have one line open. That's all. The rest of them are being screened by Matt at 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. And I would say don't look now, but you should look now, because Advent and Christmas are coming right up, and EWTN in the religious catalog has a painted wood look five-piece nativity. And so as we prepare our hearts and homes for the Advent and Christmas season, just remember EWTN religious catalog is your home for beautiful nativities to remind us of the coming of Christ's birth. One set, a five-piece nativity, is painted to look like fine Italian wood-carved figures with a delicately stained finish. It includes Joseph, Mary, baby Jesus in the manger, a shepherd, and a sheep. This set is made of resin, with the tallest figurine, St. Joseph, measuring about 10 1/4 inches. So it'll fit in a lot of places in your home, and it's available now at EWTNRC.com, where you get free standard shipping on online orders $75 or more in the continental United States. Just use the code FREE when you check out.
Okay, we're talking about detachment today, so you don't have to be Catholic to call in. We'd love to hear from you. We do have an open phone line just for you, so you feel that little tug in your spirit. We believe it's the Holy Spirit, and that means you need to lean into it and make that call, because you are going to be catechizing the world, you know, with your testimony, with your lived experience. So please pull over safely to the side of the road and make that call at 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. And our first caller is going to lead the discussion. It's Misol in San Antonio, Texas, on Guadalupe Radio Network, a first-time caller, Jerry. Welcome to the program, Misol.
Hi, thank you so much for taking my call.
Sure. Happy to do it.
Absolutely. I just want to let you know, as a veteran, I've had plenty of experience with learning to detach from material things. Now I serve as a hospice nurse, and I just want to say that with my lovely patients, what I see and what I notice is they slowly start to detach from these worldly objects. I mean, as you look at eternity and you're facing God, you know, you just realize and you can kind of prioritize what really has no importance. And so it's really kind of a liberating thing to see that, to have been through it, and to see my patients go through that. It's like a shedding of an old shell. And so it can be very liberating and beautiful.
Absolutely. Misol, thanks for calling. And you're a first-time caller, but I presume maybe you've listened to the show for some amount of time. If you have, you know that you just checked off two of the boxes of our favorite people.
That's right.
You are a veteran of the military, and nurses and first responders and people like this we just love on this program. So thank you for, especially on this beautiful Veterans Day, Misol, for helping to safeguard the freedoms and the liberty that we have in this country, and also for being a hospice nurse. But it's interesting. You mentioned the moves that you've had to make, especially due to your career. I'm just curious, kind of a question. Do you have, when you go from one assignment to another, it's not called an assignment, though. It's, what do you call it? Deployment is the word I was looking for. When you go from one to another, you kind of probably don't even know the size of the type of place you're going to be living in until you get there, maybe. Is that the case?
Absolutely. Every time I've had to move, it's also liberating to give furniture items and stuff like that to those less fortunate. Mm-hmm. So I always kind of made that a priority. And what I've noticed is God has never, never left me empty. You know, as much as you give, he fills you. It's just learning to trust him, right? And the things that I do keep are, you know, little small memorable things that I can look at and remember really important times in my life. For example, you know, a rose that a patient gave me before they passed, or things like that. And, you know, it just helps as a reminder to keep me praying for those people.
Sure.
So I try to surround myself with things that are of value to me that way, as far as less monetary, but more, you know, emotional, and that help empower me.
Mm-hmm. I have a question for you, too. Do you find that being a hospice nurse, and I agree with Jerry, we love our nurses. Oh, boy, do we love them. And thank you for your service in the military. But do you find that people that have a strong faith life, a relationship with God, do you find that their passing is much lighter and more joy-filled? Or can you give us a little bit of a glimpse of what you see when they're nearing
death? Absolutely. It's beautiful when you can help bring peace to them and their family members. I always try to keep in mind, I listen to daily mass, I do my daily rosary and do my Divine Mercy Chaplet. But I tell people it's such an honor, because I get to be where the veil between heaven and earth is the thinnest without being there myself, and help people be that peace and calmness to them, letting them know that they're reassured and that they're loved. You know, it can be beautiful. I've seen so many beautiful departures, you know, and having the confirmation and faith and knowing where they go and being able to bring them that reassurance is. It's such an honor. I hope it sheds time off of my time in purgatory.
Right. Well, yeah, that's true, right?
Well,
it's a work of mercy, yeah.
Yeah, our faith informs us, you know, if we assist others getting into eternity in a blessed way, that God will repay the favor to us. I'm hoping so. I've kind of had I've been blessed to and humbled to be a part of, you know, three people's passing into eternity, my mom, my sister, and a good friend. And I'm hoping for a little bit of what I saw God do for them. God is so gentle and loving at the end of life. So
right. Yeah. I know we've got full phone lines, but I got to ask one more question, just because you are just a precious soul to us and you're leading the discussion. You called in early. Real quickly, I'm just curious. I wanted to ask a hospice nurse this, and I never got a chance. My mother passed so quickly, and I mean quickly. Like the moment I told her she could go, she took off. I mean, you could just feel it. It was so fast. Was she like halfway there already? And she just, you know, as soon as we gave her permission, she was just like, see ya. I mean, have you seen
before? Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. People that are of faith, people that kind of finish what they need to. I mean, they need to know reassurance that their family's going to be okay. So that takes a lot of faith in God. But I've seen some beautiful departures, some quick ones. And those are peaceful. And that I believe is a grace from God and the Holy Spirit. I believe that is definitely a blessing upon them, and especially when the family's ready and they understand, you know, that this is not goodbye. This is, you know, we turn back into, I tell my patients that it's like a butterfly, right? When we're getting at end of life, we go into our cocoon. We kind of close ourselves into ourselves as we finish our business. And then once we have the strength to pull out of that cocoon, right? Because if you break the butterfly cocoon, the butterfly doesn't have strong enough wings to fly. But if you let it break through it naturally, it has the strength to fly, you know, and our flight is to heaven. And that's the most beautiful thing ever.
That is a beautiful analogy.
Wow. Yeah, you are perfect for being a hospice nurse. Wow, I'll tell you, I want you by my bedside.
Thank you. That's such an honor. It brings tears to my eyes. I appreciate it.
Thank you, soul. Thank you so much. Many, many blessings in that important work that you're doing there. And thanks again for serving our country. We're talking about detaching today, downsizing. How good or not so good are you at it? Have you had to do it recently? Listen, you're going to help somebody else. A lot of people listening to this program are going, please, please, somebody call in to describe my situation and how you handle it. 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. We will go to Stephanie in Maryland, listening on Guadalupe Radio Network's app. Hello, Stephanie.
Hello. How are you?
Hi. Doing well. Thanks.
Thank you. I just wanted to call in because I thought it was perfect timing. I'm actually visiting Maryland from Texas. My husband asked me to tag along with them with a work trip. He's a veteran and is currently a defense contractor. And so happy Veterans Day to everyone. And I want to ask for a quick prayer for, I lost my grandfather that I never met on Veterans Day in 1963. And he was a veteran himself. He was killed on his way back from Veterans Day parade. So, you know, I remember him today. His name was George. And I'm on the other side of the detachment thing. My professional job is, I currently work as a professional organizer.
Wonderful.
So I help people downsize and detach. And I found this calling because I was always that go-to person that would help others get things done. And when my husband was in the military, just like the previous caller, whenever they get deployed and posted out to another location, you know, you had to pack up and move. So I was that person that would help others unpack and put away or get ready for their upcoming moves. And to me, I like telling people, you know, I help you so that you could pay attention to what's matters most in life. And some people feel overwhelmed, but I find it that if you start with what's important, everything else will follow suit.
Yeah. Well, Stephanie, we're so glad that you called because, as you said, you are a professional organizer, so you've had experience with this. And I could really, there have been times in my life I could really use somebody like you. However, I have to say I'm getting a little bit better at it. In the last, probably 10 or so years, I've downsized from about 2,800 square feet down to 1,600 square feet. Now I'm in a dorm room. So, I'm in a dorm room at a seminary. So
you're going backwards.
Well, and as I look at the rest of my life, probably not going to be a whole lot more space in rectories either. But that's quite all right. But you are very gifted, Stephanie, because I didn't get that gift, that gene at birth. Debbie, I don't know if you're kind of organized. You're well organized, aren't you?
Well, I used to be, and then when I got older, I don't know what happened to me, Stephanie. I need you by my side like every day because I do this crazy thing in my brain where I'm like, well, what if the kids want this? Or, well, what if somebody needs this? Or why would I go buy a new one if I have this? And the next thing you know, I'm spending, you know, hundreds of dollars to hold on to, you know, I don't know, a broken lawnmower that I could have just had somebody mow the lawn. I mean, it's ridiculous. It's absolutely absurd. So Marty and I have been spending the past couple of years downsizing and becoming minimalist. And I love it. I absolutely love it. I'm kind of addicted to it. Like I'm getting rid of everything. As a matter of fact, the only thing that I struggled with is all my spiritual artwork that I have in the home. Jerry knows it's filled, but I found a wonderful couple priests that would, they said that if I die, they can box it up and they will take it and they'll take good care of it. So it made me so happy. So I've gotten like nothing left that I'm really worried about. And the kids don't really want anything. They're all grown. They all think it's junk anyway. So I think what you do is fascinating. And I think there's an art to it. And I think you could help a lot of people. I bet you you're never wanting a more business. You're probably booked, right?
I'm booked for the month, yeah. But, you know, it's funny, like some people really struggle. They think that everyone wants their stuff, but the secondary market, you know, it's not like what it used to be 20 years ago. Now the younger kids don't want anything used. Mm-hmm. It's a very disposable society, you know?
Yep.
They'd rather have it. They don't want commitments. They just want to get up and go, you know?
Yep. And I totally agree.
If you get at least 10% of your original purchase price of anything that you have that you try selling, you're winning.
Yeah, I'm right.
Wow. Yeah, I want to get rid of like everything. I really do, because I honestly, when my mother died, I'm going to be honest, when my mother died, she had a full house. I mean, her house, I think, was like over 2,000 square feet too, Jerry. And it was just packed with all of our, you know, stuff that she carried all the way from New Jersey to Arizona, and then family stuff and this and that and everything she collected. It was a mess. I couldn't wait to get rid of it. Because you don't know what it is and you don't really know what she wanted to do with it. So it's like, right. What are you supposed to do? Get a storage unit and pay for it? So Stephanie, I definitely need you out here in Arizona. If you ever come visit, I definitely would pay for you to help me because I do have one more storage unit to get rid of.
Oh, wow. Yeah. No problem. You're not alone, Debbie. You're not alone.
Really? Okay, good.
Let everyone know before you go what you want to do with your stuff.
Exactly.
Leaving it behind for others is not nice, you know?
Right.
Totally agree.
Yeah. Yep. Thanks, Stephanie. Great
Thanks,
call.
Stephanie.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it. And congratulations on being someone who helps other people get organized. I think it's a very special gift that you have. Thank you, Stephanie, for calling from Maryland. Safe travels. And thank you to your husband for being a veteran as well.
Definitely.
We're
going
to get just a quick pause here. And then Chris and Julie and Maria, you are the next set of callers. And then we have a line open talking about detaching, downsizing, getting rid of stuff, junk, treasure. Sometimes we have really things we just we agonize over having to get rid of, but sometimes we do. So share your lived experience of this topic today at 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. Thank you. Thanks so much for tuning in and for calling in. Those of you on the line, we're going to get to all of you talking about downsizing, detaching today. And Chris is next in Stafford, Virginia. And Chris today is listening to us on Sirius XM 130. Hello, Chris. Thanks for your patience. Welcome.
Hey, how are you doing?
Good.
God bless you all for your ministry.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Chris.
Go right ahead, Chris.
All right. Well, so I just wanted to... I really liked the first caller. She talked about being a veteran and, you know, PCSing around, call it permanent change of station. And I did my 20 years, retired, and moved around, and I realized early on when I was a young soldier that it was not going to benefit me to have or collect a lot of furniture along the way. And so as I was going, moving from station to station, as I watched everybody else collect stuff from Korea, Germany, it was very popular to get furniture from those places and stuff. I kind of just didn't. And the reason why is because typically, you know, every piece that you buy and stuff you have to move, there was always that chance of it getting damaged. And I was kind of worried about that. Over time, I just decided that, well, you know what, I just never needed it in the first place, and it kind of just shaped me for the rest of my life. And we just made a big move from our house in Springfield down to Stafford a couple of years ago, and we had a lot of stuff, and we went through a major two-month-long purge, and I just realized as I was getting rid of stuff, donating stuff, whatever, you know, that, hey, I just never needed this stuff. Like, why did he even have it in the first place, you know? Bless her for her service and bless you guys for your ministry. And that's pretty much all I wanted to comment about.
Well, Chris, first comment we want to make to you again, as is kind of a theme here, is thanking veterans on this Veterans Day. So thank you for your 20 years of service. I've come to believe you can't really go wrong with a military career. I mean, I've got a brother who was a submariner for 25 years and a brother-in-law in the Marines for 25. And, you know, you can go in and do your career, and still you've got, God willing, a lot of life ahead of you. We hope that's the case for you, Chris, as well. But, thanks for sharing that, because it's interesting perspective that you have on, like you said, another military, what did you call it again, a permanent change of...
Station.
Permanent change of station. Yeah. Okay. I'll remember yeah, that now.
Yeah, it's the same thing for every service, but, you know, of course, every base that you move to is different depending on what military you're in, like, you know, Air Force and Marine Corps and stuff. Everybody calls it something different.
Wow, that's interesting. You know, I love your journey. I think Jerry and I, we're taking it all in as you were sharing. And I think it's so important that people kind of deal with things early on rather than waiting till you're older. Because, you know, Chris, you still sound very young, right? I just turned 60 a couple days ago. And I'll tell you that it's interesting. It's hard when you've been in a habit, a certain type of mindset. And we were talking on the break about this idea of like a scarcity mindset, where you think like, you know, I'm not going to have enough, or, you know, just all those habits of when you were a child. It's hard to change when you're older. So I think as you go along, as you're in different stages of life and you're making all these moves, you know, with your work and everything, I think it's important to learn and grow as you move along. And I love that you shared that. And I hope that more younger folks that are listening today take that into consideration and not wait till you're 60 years old or 70 years old, because it's kind of difficult to learn a new to learn a new lifestyle and habit. And any kind of tips and tools for everyone that's listening right now, Chris, that maybe want to start that journey of not collecting things, of purging the things that we don't need, and really freeing yourself up so actually to make more room for God. What do you say? Any tips you can impart?
I would just say that, you know, and I'm actually not that far behind you. My wife and I are 52.
Wow. You sound really young. You sound like in your 30s. Wow. That's cool. Very cool.
I appreciate that, but I wish I was, but not anymore. but my tip would be, first and foremost, like when you get ready to make these moves, and you're making these moves anywhere from 3 to 5 years, especially in the military and government and some government civilians, some agencies. And you just have to really ask yourself, do I really need this? Not do I really want this? And want and need are two totally different things, right? And there's a lot of things that I have that I desire to have and I've held on to, but, you know, it's pretty minimal. Well, you know, like my CD collection, you know, I'm a Gen X guy, so records and CDs, you know, and it's hard to let go of that stuff. But you know, for the most part, you know, furniture and knickknacks and stuff, it's like my wife and I had a serious discussion about what we were going to take with us to our house. And we were actually upsized from our old house. But when we got in and put everything in place, my wife said to me, I'm so glad that we got rid of all the stuff that we did, because now we have all this storage, and we have two daughters, you know, one who's going to permanently be with us probably because she has muscular dystrophy. Mm-hmm. And the other one just graduated college and she's working, but she hasn't really flown the coop yet. So she has all her stuff. And so you just have to ask yourself, what do I want versus what do I need?
Yep.
Well, that's a great distinction. Important. I fall prey to that one all the time, Chris.
Me too.
I hold on to what I want, you know, and I go back to it and I say, I haven't used this. I haven't worn this piece of clothing for a year, but I still want it. And I'm going to use it someday. And a year later, I go back
style.
And it's like the same thing. So, Chris, blessings to you, to your family. We'll have all of you in the prayer book. Debbie, I'm sure you've written
yes,
them all in there already.
Absolutely.
Especially
Chris.
Your daughter with a muscular dystrophy. We'll be praying for all of you, Chris. And thanks for your service, brother. We are grateful for that very much.
Mm-hmm.
God bless you both.
Thank you, Chris. Call us again anytime. Okay, we're going to move to Denver, Colorado, and that is where Julie is. And Julie's on EWTN.com. Hi, Julie.
Hi, how are you today?
Doing well. Thank you so much. You go right ahead. Tell us, you're going to present another angle, we can tell by the comments.
Yeah, thank you. So my question, I'm seeking some advice. My mom, who's elderly, she's 86, and she's been in her home for 40 years, has raised 6 daughters, and so her house is just full top to bottom with just stuff. Mm-hmm. And not only that, and it's a decent-sized house, maybe a little bit under 2,000 square feet, and it's, you know, just full, but she also has like 2 storage, very big storage units that are packed top to bottom. And over the years, you know, we've tried to talk to her about, you know, downsizing, decluttering and all of that, but she takes it very personally and it causes her just anxiety to think of letting go of anything. And she's a deeply spiritual person. She has a wonderful devotion to Our Lady, how do we talk to her about this? Or, you know, at 86 years old, do we even talk to her about it?
Right. I have some thoughts on it.
What are your thoughts?
This is just my personal opinion, having dealt with the elderly. I worked closely with them because I was taking care of my mom. Marty and I were taking care of my mom for 11 years. And so we also helped with other of her friends and other people that lived in the place where she was at in the last stages of her life. And my mother was similar to that, where she had all this stuff. She was the mom of 6 kids. She dragged it all out from New Jersey to Arizona, like I said earlier. So she was like, she thought we were going to want it. Okay, and none of us really wanted anything. We just were like, Mom, this is all junk. But to her, it was precious memories. And she came from that era where, you know, things were, you know, you did hold on to things and you did see the value in things. And when you paid for somebody something, you held on to it. You used it for years and years until it died a natural death. And so we didn't pressure her because she got so you know, her anxiety went sky high and she got really, she would get very nervous. So we looked at it like this. If she could afford, now she didn't have storage units. She just had a house full of stuff. So while she was in the house, we just let it be. And then when she ended up moving to, you know, an assisted living, we just asked her, we said, you know, do you want us to take care of everything at the house? And if you just, you can just wake up one day and be free of all this. And she let us do it. And we went in there and wiped out the whole house. And she was like, where did it all go? And we said, oh, it went to great places, Mom. We donated it. And she was happy. So we didn't really pressure her. If it's not a financial concern, if it's not draining all her finances and stuff like that, I just think that at her age, you know, she's just, it's something, if it's going to bring her peace to keep the, some of these things around for whatever reason, I wouldn't stress her out. I just wouldn't. It's not worth it. Now, if it's a financial problem, then yeah, you may want to say, Mom, can we take care of it? You know, and you just don't have to worry about it. I don't know if that's even an option, if your mother would let you do that. But what do you think, Jerry? I think when you reach in your 80s and 90s, I say let these elderly just be at peace and just enjoy the rest of their years.
Absolutely. I think you're right. And I'd be curious to know, Julia, what you thought. I thought what Debbie shared was very, very beautiful advice and her own personal experience as well. What do you think, Julie?
Yeah, so interestingly, as I was waiting for you to take the call and I was hearing other people, the previous callers just talked about their situations, while it wasn't, you know, from this perspective, I just all of a sudden just started having a sense of, you know what, this, I think I just need to, we just need to let this go and just let her just have her things and not be bothered by us trying to, you know, what we think is help her, you know, with the decluttering and all of that kind of stuff. And so that was already starting to come over me as I was waiting. So hearing you share your story and your experience was very affirming.
Cool. Thank you.
And
I feel it, Julie. I feel that we put a, not you and I, but the world puts a lot of pressure on the elderly, the seniors, and I don't think that's fair to do. They lived a long life, sometimes a hard life. They've raised their families. I say you give them the best, everything they could imagine that's good, that's left of what their experience in life. I just feel it so strongly. I don't think we do enough of it. I think we should honor our elderly and just let them be. And so you got the inspiration. I guess I confirmed it. So I think that's where you're headed, which is good.
Yeah, I think it is. And so I'm very glad I made the time for the phone call today.
Yeah, so are we, Julie. Thanks so much. We'll be praying for you in this, and God bless you. God, give your mom a big hug.
Yes.
From all of us here at Take Two. Okay, Julie? Thank you so much.
Beautiful.
Okay, Maria, I just have to remind our listeners right before we get to you that the Bear Wozniak Adventure is Saturday nights at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. His name really is Bear. It's Bear Wozniak, and he challenges men to deeper conversion and to servant leadership. So men, tune in. Ladies, have your men tune in. The Bear Wozniak Adventure, Saturday night, 6 Eastern Time here on EWTN Radio.
And his name is Bear, but he's not scary at all. He's actually very a gentle giant. Yes. Okay. We're going to Maria next in Northern Michigan on Real Presence Radio. Hi, Maria.
Hi, and it's Minnesota.
Oh, I'm sorry. Do you know what? That's my fault. Please forgive me. I was trying to write down everyone's names. It is correct. It's on the screen as Northern Minnesota. I'm so sorry. I went so fast. Maria, let me reintroduce you from Northern Minnesota on Real Presence Radio. Welcome to Take Two.
Thank you, Debbie. I just wanted to, first of all, give you an update on my granddaughter. I called in a year ago, 18 months ago, about her. She was struggling and out of state. She is coming back to the church, which is what the family has been praying for, both the immediate family and the Take Two family. Unfortunately, her husband isn't following her. But she is, the marriage is one of legal, not sacramental. So she is going to get an annulment anyway, but she is going through that right now.
Okay.
and I think she's in a happier place. So I just want to thank everyone out there for their prayers for Christina.
Christina,
it's meant a lot. And then as far as my decluttering, I'm a pack rat, and I admit it. When I go through things and I have to sort through things, one thing that I found helpful for me, and I hope it this will help other people, is if I run across something when I'm sorting it and I'm like, I just can't part with that, but I know I need to, and the decision's really already been made that I'm going to, I will set it where I have to walk by it, where I have to be around it until I can let it go. Hmm. And my for instance on this is my going away dress. They don't do this anymore, but my going away dress when my husband and I got married had been put into storage. And when I was going through and sorting things at one point, cleaning out a storage area, I found it, and it was all the seams had let go because that was cotton thread and it was polyester. Now, I'm kind of a seamstress, so I could fix that. I knew I could fix that. But I also knew that I didn't have the time, and it would just be sitting in another box, waiting in my sewing room for one of my daughters to come across years from now and have to then go, what is this, and why did Mom save it? So I set it out where I, in this area where I was cleaning, and I just set it out, and I just kept walking by it, and I kept seeing it, and I could touch it, and I could be with it. And then one day, I just picked it up and threw it in the garbage, and it was gone.
Wow.
And I've never regretted it.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
But I gave myself that time to separate from it,
right,
as I was cleaning other things that were much easier to throw away.
Mm-hmm.
So I hope that helps someone out there that might be struggling with that, as give them another idea of how they can separate things and detach from things.
Yeah, yeah, to make peace with it and then finally let go of it. Yeah, that's brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. Maria, one other thing I want to tell you. We're going to keep Christina in the book and your whole family. So give us updates from time to time, okay?
I will do.
Okay. Okay. What do you say, Jerry? That's a great idea.
No, I think it is a really good idea because we do get sort of, you know, in a sense, emotionally attached to things, especially if, you know, they've been given to us by somebody. And usually we hold on to those things that have, you know, been given to us by somebody like a parent or a grandparent or relative if they have some kind of significance. But I love what you shared, Maria. Just give it a little bit of time. Set it out there. You have a little bit of time to keep, like you said, passing by it, stepping over it in some cases until finally you say, okay, you know what? This is out of my system. I'm able to let this go now. I like it. I love it.
Yeah, me too. Thank you so much, Maria. We appreciate it. From Minnesota. Yeah, I got to get the abbreviations. I have to slow down because I'm putting everybody in the book. I can tell that you guys are sending in prayer intentions, so I'm putting everybody in the book. Do we have time to get to Sue?
We do, yeah. And Sue, hopefully Monica, if we can. Go ahead.
Okay,
yeah.
Sue driving through Florida on Sirius XM 130. Hi, Sue. Thanks for waiting and welcome.
Hi.
Hi, Sue.
Hi. Go right ahead.
Hello. Can you hear me?
We can hear you. Go right ahead, Sue. You're on the air.
Okay. I'd like to thank you for telling people to let the elderly go with what they want to do. I'm 80. I live by myself in a camper trailer all over the country now. I had a big house 24 years ago by myself because my husband had passed away 26 years ago, and I just had lots of stuff in it. So when I sold it, my kids came and they took what they wanted, but they didn't all have houses at that time. So they didn't take a lot of stuff, so I asked them to take some of the stuff and hold it for me, and my one daughter took quite a bit of furniture. And she still has one thing, but that was one thing. But they didn't want a lot of things until a couple years later. One of my daughters asked if I kept her high school pom pom. from when she was a pop out of plastic thing. Okay? I mean, they weren't dear to me, so I didn't keep them. But there are many things that are dear to me. And then when I had grandchildren and giving them gifts at Christmas time and stuff like that, especially Christmas, right. Their other grandparents, we'd all be together, and their other grandparents would give them expensive computers and, you know, real expensive things and stuff like that. Well, I would pick up things with them during the year when we go for walks to the beach or picnics, like rocks and shells and bird feathers. And their mothers would say, don't you dare bring that stuff home. So at Christmas time, I'd make them a box of the stuff we picked up, and then I'd wrap it up and give it to them. And then their other grandparents were a little jealous and saying, don't you want to play with this expensive thing? Because the kids would sit there, all five of them would sit there with their own box and explain it to the other kids and how wonderful these things were. Mm. And I'm sure that my children threw them out eventually. But now my grandkids are grown and my children are grown, obviously. Now, for their birthday, sometimes I'll give them something like a T-shirt that has the name of their elementary school on it, and things like that that were very dear to me, but are as dear to me and them. And I'm keeping a lot of stuff, like programs from their, which they probably have, but programs from their shows, their competitions, and stuff like that. And I'm keeping that, and I give it to them when they get a new house or when they get married. It's a, I give other things too besides.
I mean, wow. Sue, you are just a bundle of energy. God bless you. At 80 years old, sounds like you're just really going strong. And it sounds like you've got a real creative side to you as well, you know, that you think of these unique things to not only, you know, give people, but you're saving these things up. You're doing it with purpose, with intentionality. And you really have an idea in mind of what you want to do with these things. And I think it's beautiful, Debbie, as she was talking mm-hmm. about the kids, you know, kind of gravitating toward the box of rocks and feathers and things like shells and things like that.
I just love you, Sue. You are somebody I want to party with. I think you're a blast. I love your spirit. You keep up that energy. You're just amazing. Thank you so much for putting smiles on our faces and just gracing this conversation as you have done. God bless you, Sue. I know we're going to try to squeeze in Monica in San Antonio, Texas, as we promised, from Guadalupe Radio Network. Monica, you're going to be our final caller today. Welcome.
Oh, how wonderful and happy, or thank you to all our veterans out there.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, right now, I am in a new decade in my years, in my 50s, and I'm also going through retirement. So I had some time. I've been retired about almost 2 years, and I've had some time to really just try to organize my life and then just to declutter. So I won't have all that stress, and then also just organize my body, mind, soul, spirit, and heart. And your environment plays such a big part of this. And knowing that, I attended a session, San Antonio Public Library actually had a session to declutter for the elderly. So I brought my mom, was declutter and organize. And a couple of hints were, just identify the duplicates, because you may have lots of measuring cups out there that you don't necessarily need so many sets of measuring cups or measuring spoons, et cetera, right. Or pans or what have you. So identify the duplicates, and then also look at, you know, what are you going to keep, what are you going to donate, and what are you going to sell? Because there's a lot of places that you could either do a garage sale, or you can sell them at different clothes, like Clothes Mentor or something, Clothes Play-Dohs. They can take your clothes and give you some very little cash, but somebody else can use it. So if you're in a paralysis, also an idea, if you're in a paralysis of, okay, what do I want to keep it or sell it? think, is it $20 or less? And is it 20 minutes that I can replace this? And if so, just throw it away. Because if you're in that indecisive mode, then you probably don't absolutely need it. But in right now, it's taken me about 2 years because I'm still living my life and still having fun and then coming back and transitioning. But one thing that I found is, you know, because I'm you know, in Bible study and such, my nightstand looks very different. I've organized that Bible is on top.
Praise God. Monica, you hear that music there. Sorry to jump in here, but you have given us some great tips, great advice, and I personally am going to be making a note of those. I'm sure Debbie is as well. We're just going to get set to close the program. Monica, happy retirement.
Yes.
And thank you for joining us as our last caller here on the program. Folks, don't forget, I'm going to go to on my Thanksgiving break, Canada, the Oratory of St. Joseph, Tomb of St. Kateri, and maybe the Shrine of St. Anne de Beaupre. If you want to email me your prayer intentions to take with me, it's seminaryjerry@gmail.com. Seminaryjerry@gmail.com. Thank you, show team. Tomorrow, is there someone you just can't bring yourself to forgive? We'll talk about that. God bless.